Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In this segment, I want to play for you a little bit of what Jimmy Kimmel said in his monologue last night. And to sort of keep score on it all is Elizabeth Rosenthal joining us again, the editor-in-chief at Kaiser Health News. Elizabeth, it's John Williams. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. Thanks for having me again.
I want to play a couple of clips, and you tell me what's fact or fiction in all of this, okay?
Okay.
So Jimmy Kimmel is talking about another attempt by the Senate to eliminate or change Obamacare. So what's the new health care bill going to look like? Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana and Senator Lindsey Graham both came up with something that Jimmy Kimmel is not happy about, and this is him talking about it.
A senator named Bill Cassidy from Louisiana was on my show for coming up with something. He named it this, the Jimmy Kimmel test, which was, in a nutshell, no family should be denied medical care, emergency or otherwise, because they can't afford it. He agreed to that. He said he would only support a health care bill that made sure a child like mine would get the health coverage he needs no matter how much money his parents make. And that did not have annual or lifetime caps. These insurance companies, they want caps to limit how much they can pay out. So, for instance, if your son has to have three open heart surgeries, it can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece. If he hits his lifetime cap of, let's say, $1 million, the rest of his life, he's on his own. Now, our current plan protects Americans from these caps and prevents insurance providers from jacking up the rates for people who have pre-existing conditions of all types. And Senator Cassidy said his plan would do that, too.
Would the child born with a congenital heart disease be able to get everything she or he would need in that first year of life? I wanted to pass the Jimmy Kimmel test.
That's the test that they called it that. Jimmy Kimmel's son famously went through heart surgery. He talked a lot about that and then the need for us to have equitable, fair, and universal health care. So what are you hearing in that, Elizabeth? Is Jimmy Kimmel on to something? Was he speaking the truth so far?
Yes, so far I think Jimmy Kimmel is right on in his analysis. I mean, basically, I think many people are happy with their health care until they have a sick kid or get sick themselves, and then they really understand the nuts and bolts of how it works and what doesn't work. So what we see in the new bill is not outright federal abdication of this responsibility, but kind of throwing it back to the states, saying, okay, you can loosen these prohibitions against excluding or charging people with pre-existing conditions more. You can sell insurance that has a lifetime cap. You can do what you want through waivers. And you know what? The thing is, some states will do that, and that will leave people very, very, very vulnerable, because like Obamacare or not, two of the really, really important things it did for people was it prohibited insurers for excluding or charging people more who had pre-existing conditions, and also it prohibited those lifetime caps. And in our very, very expensive medical system, you don't have to have a big pre-existing condition to be excluded or priced out of health care, and you don't have to be very sick to go over $1 million lifetime cap. A kid with a congenital heart condition will do it really, really quickly.
Okay, here's more Jimmy Kimmel then.
Okay, so last week, Bill Cassidy and Senator Lindsey Graham proposed a new bill, the Graham-Cassidy bill. And this new bill actually does pass the Jimmy Kimmel test, but a different Jimmy Kimmel test. With this one, your child with a pre-existing condition will get the care he needs if and only if his father is Jimmy Kimmel. Otherwise, you might be screwed. He said he wants coverage for all, no discrimination based on pre-existing conditions, lower premiums for middle-class families, and no lifetime caps. And guess what? The new bill does none of those things. Coverage for all? No. In fact, it'll kick about 30 million Americans off insurance. Pre-existing conditions? Nope. If the bill passes, individual states can let insurance companies charge you more if you have a pre-existing condition. You'll find that little loophole later in the document after it says they can. They can and they will. But will it lower premiums? Well, in fact, for lots of people, the bill will result in higher premiums. And as far as no lifetime caps go, the states can decide on that, too, which means there will be lifetime caps.
Elizabeth Rosenthal, what do you think about that?
sounds right to me. I think one of the things we have to remember is that when we talk about pre-existing conditions, we're not, in fact, just talking about someone like Jimmy Kimmel's son, who has, you know, quite a major cardiac condition that is correctable, that will be corrected, but is very expensive. We have to remember that before insurers could exclude people with pre-existing conditions, they were excluding people who had a history of an abnormal pap smear, who needed an asthma inhaler. So if you think this just impacts people who have kids with really serious diseases, you're wrong. It will impact all of us. And I think that's why I admire Jimmy Kimmel for using his family's hardship and his son's medical challenges to educate the citizenry on this topic.
But this Graham bill, will do the things that Jimmy Kimmel said? I mean, he's accurately describing the potential consequences of it?
Well, they are the potential consequences, and that's kind of where the Republicans buy themselves wiggle room, right? They don't say, you can do this. They say, we're going to leave it up to states if these things are going to be enforced and how they're going to be enforced and what's going to be mandated of insurance plans. So one of the things, again, that the ACA did was to have standard insurance plans, so you couldn't sell what are called skinny plans, you know, that maybe didn't cover maternity, maybe didn't cover drug costs. And fine, you know, people will say, I'm not going to get pregnant, or maybe I won't need expensive drugs. But the thing about health care is you don't know what's going to happen next week or next year. So, which is why Obamacare wanted good, full, rounded coverage for everyone.
Even if as a male, you were never going to pay for gynecological care, right? Or
yeah, but as I point out to males, they all were born. So they benefited from maternity care.
Somehow
too.
Or another, they did touch that topic. Okay, so here's Jimmy Kimmel again.
They're trying to sneak this scam of a bill they cooked up in without an analysis from the bipartisan Congressional Budget Office. They don't even want you to see it. They're having one hearing. The hearings, I read the hearings being held in the Homeland Security Committee, which has nothing to do with health care. And the chairman agreed to allow two witnesses, Bill Cassidy and Lindsey Graham, to speak. So listen, health care is complicated. It's boring. I don't want to talk about it. The details are confusing. And that's what these guys are relying on. They're counting on you to be so overwhelmed with all the information, you just trust them to take care of you. But they're not taking care of you. They're taking care of the people who give them money.
Is this not getting a fair hearing or a public enough vetting?
Well, you know, this has been a complaint of the Democrats all along. And in fact, it's a complaint of many of the Republicans who oppose this, too. So I don't think this is a partisan thing entirely. Healthcare is very complicated. This bill and the many versions of GOP health reform have been pushed through really quickly without the customary hearings, what we would refer to as regular order in the Senate. So they haven't had the kind of in-depth analysis that healthcare, which is 20% of our GDP, deserves. And also, more importantly, it's our health. It's our kids' health. So I think, you know, there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who think what we really need to do is back up and think hard about how we want to improve the health system we have. Or fine, if you want to reform it and remake it radically, let's think about that. But let's think about it in a slow, rational way so that people aren't harmed. We haven't even on this particular bill, and you know this may be a deal breaker. Heard from the Congressional Budget Office. You may remember the last two Republican bills got terrible scores from the Congressional Budget Office, saying that you know tens of millions more people would be uninsured, and the premiums, especially for those with pre-existing conditions, were likely to skyrocket. So that pretty much ended those bills for some Republicans, and I think for Senator McCain, who ultimately had to vote against it. So, you know, what will happen with the CBO score on this one? Hard to say, right? If it gets a great CBO score, maybe it will find new life, but I suspect it employs many of the concepts that had bad scores earlier. So we're waiting to see how that happens.
Yeah, he said that it would throw 30 million people off. We'll wait for the CBO score on that. But he is also, I think, onto something suggesting that we're going to reach a point of fatigue. If President Trump just keeps hammering away long enough and hard enough, he just came off what some people saw as a strong United Nations speech. And so maybe all of a sudden there'll be this little crack and they'll get this thing through. How likely is it, in your estimation, that this Cassidy-Graham bill will pass?
Well, you know, we journalists don't like to play odds on these kind of things, especially with Congress and the state it's in right now. So I wouldn't go there, but I will say that there is a lot. We hear there's a lot of fatigue on the Hill. They don't want to deal with this. Remember, a lot of the states have Republican governors who don't want to be seen as throwing their constituents off health insurance. It's likely to, I would suspect, not get a very good CBO score. So I think the odds are against this one pulling through. And as someone who really cares passionately about health care, I have to say the thing that bothers me the most is the discussion around this is not the one Jimmy Kimmel is talking about, which is this good for sick kids? Is this good for people with pre-existing conditions? Instead, it's like this, you know, vote counting in the Senate, who owes who what favor. And that's a really bad basis for a health care bill. You know, it shouldn't be because you're Republican or Democrat or because you're a fiscal conservative or, you know, pro-tax, anti-tax. It should really be about health care. And that's the last thing, it seems, on people's minds. It's an afterthought until Jimmy Kimmel brings it up on late-night TV.
Here's the last clip from Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Most of the Congress people who voted on this bill probably won't even read it. And they want us to do the same thing. They want us to treat it like an iTunes service agreement. And this guy, Bill Cassidy, just lied right to my face. Do you believe that every American, regardless of income, should be able to get regular checkups, maternity care, et cetera, all of those things that people who have health care get and need?
Yep.
So yep is Washington for nope, I guess. And I never imagined I would get involved in something like this. This is not my area of expertise. My area of expertise is eating pizza, and that's really about it. But we can't let him do this to our children and our senior citizens and our veterans and or to any of us. And by the way, before you post a nasty Facebook message saying I'm politicizing my son's health problems, I want you to know I am politicizing my son's health problems because I have to. But my family has health insurance. We don't have to worry about this, but other people do. So you can shove your disgusting comments where your doctor won't be giving you a prostate exam. Once they take your health care benefits away.
Yeah, you're on, Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he's bringing this message to the American people because I think he's doing a reality check for all of us. You know, we hear from the Senate, you know, this bill will be good for you. You'll get the care you need in an emergency. It won't cost you anything more. You know, we heard the repeal and replace refrain all through the first 6 months of this presidency. We hear the single-payer refrain from the Democratic side. But I think we really need to get down to brass tacks. And what does this mean for a sick child? And that's what Jimmy Kimmel, I think, has refocused us on. And I hope we move from there and focus on those kids rather than on political jockeying when we move forward.
Our text messages include, when in history to become the U.S. government's responsibility for people's health care? From the 847 area code regarding pre-existing conditions, yeah, I wish I could buy my car insurance after I had a car accident. And this one from 815 says, as a Republican, the pre-existing condition clause needs to stay. My wife has MS. Her medicine is $5,000 a month. Just a few of the text messages. All right.
Yep, we all have pre-existing conditions. I think that's the message here, or we all could. So, you know, to me, health insurance and making sure everyone has good health insurance is like making sure everyone who lives in a hurricane zone has good flood insurance, because sooner or later you're going to need it, and you don't want to be excluded.
Well, the big picture of this, last thing I'll ask you to comment on, then we do have to go, they're throwing it back to the states. And I don't think that in and of itself is a terrible thing. But Jimmy Kimmel is suggesting that just as sure as it goes to the states and they get to decide what is and isn't included, there will be a lot of people that will not be covered for pre-existing conditions. There will be a lot of people that see higher premiums. There will be a lot of people with lifetime caps, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, because the states are going to have to do this with limited money. I mean, the whole point of this is to cut down the amount we spend on health care. And, you know, depending on your political bent, depending on, you know, this whole narrative about is health care a right or is it a privilege, different state legislatures have taken very different positions. And I kind of say, well, it's not a right or a privilege. It's just a necessity. You know, when you're 8 months pregnant, you're going to have the baby. It's not about rights or privilege. If you're you know, 65 and having crushing chest pain, a hospital is going to treat you. It's not about rights or privilege. It's about, you know, we're human and we need to take care of ourselves.
Find out more at Kaiser Health News. The editor-in-chief there is Elizabeth Rosenthal. I'm going to call you again, Elizabeth. As always, thank you so very much.